their state of mind, and then the devotee there would be able to flourish and live very happily, being free from that demoniac influence. So generally, we do not really advise things like what Hanuman is doing, very violent. No, not like that. But our aim is to try and kill that demoniac mentality in that way, help the people to be reborn, in fact, reborn into their natural, beneficial, spiritual life. But still it's a fact that, just like Hanuman, he became so empowered by the mercy of Lord Ram. So similarly, the devotees, even now, the devotees can be empowered by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and can do very astonishing things. Just like in about, I think, 2 or 3 weeks is Lord Nityananda's appearance day. What's the date of that?
It was a week.
17th or 12th? Maybe it's the 17th. Anyway, sometime in the middle of February is Lord Nityananda's appearance day. So, there's one nice story. How Lord Nityananda, he was with Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri when the Lord first went there to Jagannath Puri. So Lord Nityananda was there with him. And Lord Chaitanya instructed him, you go back to Bengal, you spread the Sankirtan movement of the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. You spread that in Bengal to the north. So Lord Nityananda with his associates, they went. But they were so overcome in the ecstasy of pure love of God. They were just in a state practically of transcendental madness. So they didn't even know what direction they were going in. They would just go that way. Then they'd stop, someone would stop a person and ask, oh, which way to Bengal? The person would say, oh, it's up that way. So then they'd head off that way, but then they'd go off on another tangent and ask someone else, and they'd say, no, Bengal, it's that way. So they were just, normally, it might take a week or so, or 10 days, or I'm not sure exactly, but certain number of days walking. They were walking for weeks and months, but they didn't care. They arrived in one town, and Lord Nityananda decided, I like this town. So he decided to stay. He had big Sankirtan festival, just like sometimes we have big kirtan, like on the millennium night, we had really big kirtan, it was pretty big kirtan, for some hours. Not, anyway, we could have gone on longer, but we went on, I think, till 2 in the morning. So having kirtan, very nice, for maybe 5 or 6 hours, very nice. So they had kirtan there for 3 months. And the children from the village, school children, 6, 7, 8 years old, not more than 10 years old, the children came and joined that Harinam festival, chanting of the holy names. And they didn't eat anything for 3 months. They didn't even think of eating anything for 3 months. And in the end, or from time to time, their parents would come and protest. You haven't eaten. You haven't slept. You have to come back. But the children would just roar, just like Hanuman was roaring. What was Hanuman roaring? So the children would just roar back the holy names, and the parents would back off. Finally, the parents came after 3 months, and they said, "You really have to come. You must be getting weak." So some of the children, just to show they weren't getting weak, they put their arms around some big trees. They just uprooted those trees and just threw them. Some of them just tore the trees to pieces. Some of them climbed way up into the trees and shouting, "Death to the Rakshasas," and things like that. They jumped out of the tops of the trees and just danced on the ground when they came out. So he said, they got some special empowerment. Yes. So Hanuman became empowered, and he was able to do the most fantastic things, actually. And those children became empowered by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And even we can become empowered. We're not really so interested in uprooting trees or things like that, or killing the demons. But one can become empowered by the Lord to help others become Krishna conscious. This type of empowerment is very nice. That there are so many people struggling in material life. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. But if we can help them become Krishna conscious, then that can change their lives. That can save them, actually, from simply being lost in material existence. But, of course, they're very fixed in their ways. They're very fixed in their ways. So we need some special empowerment, some special mercy to be able to get through to them. Yes. Just like there was one associate of Lord Nityananda in that very group that I was just talking about. And at that time, in that same town, there was one Qazi. He was Muslim governor type of person. So that one devotee, Gadadhar Das, he went to see that Muslim Qazi. Of course, the Muslims were ruling then, and they're very famous for being quite ruthless, particularly when it came to religious matters. But this Gadadhar Das, he didn't care. He just walked into the Qazi's palace and he called out, "Where is that rascal Qazi?" Everyone was shocked. They didn't know what to do. So the Qazi came down and Gadadhar Das told him, "Tomorrow I want you to chant Hare Krishna." No. He told him, "I want you to chant Hare Krishna now." The Qazi said, "Don't worry, I'll chant Hare Krishna tomorrow." So Gadadhar told him, "No, you just chant it now. Well done." And he just went. He's empowered. Empowered person. So if we try sincerely to serve the Lord, then we can get some mercy from the Lord, some little empowerment from the Lord, so we can do something nice. Not just some small little thing, but we can do something very nice by His mercy, achieve something, and particularly help others to become Krishna conscious. Sometimes when we are distributing books, the devotee gets into a very blissful state, distributing books on the street, meeting people, preaching to people. And even though surrounding the devotee, the atmosphere, the situation may not be very nice, big city, dirty, and so on, but the devotee is just in his own world. Prabhupada called this being in a Vaikuntha bubble. You're just in a bubble, transcendental bubble. And outside, everything may be a big mess. But in your bubble, it's very ecstatic. So the devotees that are out there distributing books and preaching, they catch hold of one person, pull the person into the Vaikuntha bubble, some ordinary person walking in the street, and tell the person about Krishna. Give the person a book about Krishna, because that person is now also within the bubble. They also feel how wonderful it is to be Krishna conscious. And they get captured by the mood. So they take a book and then they go. They step out of the Vaikuntha bubble. So oftentimes we see that the person is walking down the street, three or four steps, five steps, having left the Vaikuntha bubble. Suddenly they stop. They look at the book with a surprised look in their face. They look back to you with a surprised look on their face. Like they were sort of like there was a lapse of time. They don't know what happened, but they ended up with this book. So sometimes it's like that. So we can pray to the Lord. And if we try and render service very sincerely, then we can become empowered by the Lord and do something nice, some nice service for the Lord, and please Him. And if we can please the Lord, just like how Hanuman pleased the Lord and be accepted by the Lord as His intimate servitor, then that is the perfection of life. That's the perfection of life. And we should all strive to do like that. Please the Lord, get His mercy. Do something nice for Him by His mercy. And that way, be accepted as His eternal servitor. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We have a question, one question here. Are we aware of our conditioned existence once we have purified our consciousness and have gone back to Godhead? You know, there is one letter from Srila Prabhupada where he appears to be responding to a devotee who has asked him the same question, because he talks about this. In his reply to the devotee, Srila Prabhupada says that when you go back to Godhead, or when you become pure, then your consciousness will become freed from ignorance. Yes, you'll become freed from ignorance. So when you're freed from ignorance, you can remember everything. Everything you've been through. Now, so many things we can't remember. What to speak of our previous lives. We cannot even remember this life. Not much. But, and that is because the influence of the mode of ignorance, tamagun, stealing away our knowledge. So, when one becomes freed from that mode of ignorance, and one actually comes to the spiritual platform, with that purified, liberated consciousness, no longer bound and limited by the influence of the material world, then one can remember all one's previous lifetimes. But would you want to remember them? Would you want to? Particularly those lifetimes when you were in the body of an animal, maybe, or some lower body, where you may have suffered. So, I was told, at least, when I first joined, I was told that Srila Prabhupada said, that this forgetfulness that we have, we cannot remember our previous lifetime and other previous lifetimes. I was told that Srila Prabhupada said that this is, in one sense, a type of mercy from Krishna. Because if we could remember all those things from those previous lifetimes, how we died, how we suffered, so many horrible experiences, it would be just too much. So Krishna takes away that remembrance, so we can become free from that anxiety. Of course, there's enough anxiety anyway in this lifetime. But once you've come to that purified point, then you would not want to remember how I did this, how I did that, and how many difficulties I faced. You wouldn't want to remember that. You just want to remember Krishna and think of him. But sometimes the devotee in the spiritual world might remember, oh, I was in the material world, and this happened, and that happened, and different things happened. Oh, so terrible. I'm really glad I'm a devotee. Yeah. In fact, there's, in one lecture of Prabhupada's on Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse 15, Sarasya Chaham Riti Sanavishno Madhusvati Jnana Pramancha, Krishna says, I am in everyone's heart, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. One in that lecture, one devotee asks Prabhupada, he says, sometimes we are serving Krishna, but some remembrance comes, something we did in the past, in our material life, just flashes into our mind. And we remember, I did this, I did that. And he asked, why is this? So the Prabhupada replied, it is because Krishna wants us to be reminded sometimes that, oh, I was like that. I was like that. But Krishna saved me. And now my life has become auspicious. So sometimes we make it little flashes that remind us, oh, that was a big mistake. My material life, big mistake. Can't go back to that. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you all for listening very patiently. So now we will have Arati. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.